From the South Point studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
Oreo.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock, I go, ah! Ah!
Oh! Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No. Separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with daytime racing continuing through July 7th. First post is always 1 p.m. The upcoming stakes action will feature the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th, plus the meet's marquee race, the Great Lady M Stakes, on the closing weekend. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July, and our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, July 6th. Great daytime racing continues at Los Alamitos.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program on this almost Friday, Thursday, coming to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on the Las Vegas Boulevard, the big boulevard here, that's for sure. We come to you on YouTube through the South Point Studios streaming network. If you haven't tried it, what are you waiting for? Try it. Go to YouTube, punch in South Point Studio, and you can see and hear us right here at the Race Day Show from the South Point Studio right here, right now. And if you're one of the ones that haven't subscribed by now, what are you doing there either? It's free. Just go ahead and subscribe when you get there, okay? So we welcome you to the show here, as well as all of our other platforms, like our radio stations, our anchor radio station here in Las Vegas, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. Then we have all of the websites, our websites that, stream this stuff. That's theracedaylasvegas.com, .vegas, .world, .global. iPhone and Android, we took care of that with the apps. You get the KSHP app that you can hear us, or the YouTube app that you can see and hear us as well on your iPhone or your Android, and of course anywhere you get your podcasting as well. So we welcome you to the show as we ramp up for another week of racing on this almost Friday, Thursday show. Weather is going to become a factor again throughout the week. It's hot here right now in Las Vegas at the moment, right outside. Right now outside, it's 93 degrees. We're going to get up to 110 today. And around the country, you got 87 in New York, 90 in Washington. You know, Miami's 89. You got 90 in Tampa Bay. Chicago's 72. That's almost nice. A nice day there. But St. Louis is 90. And Phoenix, Arizona, again, the hot spot in the nation, 112 there. And, of course, in Southern California, 84 degrees. But there's no racing in Southern California today. As far as the weather is concerned, all of those floods and that dam breaking, et cetera, and the plains the Midwest, we just keep our concerns and thoughts about those folks there. And more rain, et cetera, is going to go through the plains and the Midwest and on through the East Coast. As a matter of fact, there's a front that went through the East Coast last night. They said it rained a lot in New York. And as a result of that, today at Aqueduct, it might be a nice day so far today at Aqueduct, but that rain ran havoc through the night. And so at Belmont at Aqueduct today, there will be no turf racing. All of the turf races have come off the turf. All the racing will be on the main track. And you know the main track will be off when they start racing today, that's for sure. So just taking a look, that's the way the weather is around the country for today's racing. And hopefully it'll clear up and get better through the weekend, that's for sure. Got a big weekend coming up as far as racing is concerned at Churchill Downs. Now, Churchill Downs is going to wind up this weekend for their season, and then their sister track, Ellis Park, will open, believe it or not, in Henderson, Kentucky. It's we have a Henderson, Nevada, Henderson, Kentucky, which is right across the border, of course, from Indiana. And they'll be racing at Ellis Park, which they call the pea patch, because in the days when we were growing food and all that for the war efforts, they grew peas. It was a pea patch, and they're in the infield at Ellis Park, so they call it the pea patch. But it's really arisen a lot, both in quality of racing and purses at Ellis Park since Churchill Downs took it over. Now Ellis Park will open on the 4th of July. That'll be next Thursday, 4th of July. So Churchill Downs will wind up their racing this weekend. Now, on Saturday, they're going to have six stakes races, highlighted, of course, by the Stephen Foster, which is a Grade 1 and a Breeders' Cup winning your in race. And there'll be, of course, that Grade 1 race, two Grade 2s, and three more stakes races to make up the six on Saturday at Churchill Downs. And then on Sunday at Churchill Downs, there'll be five more stakes races. And noted among all of those stakes races, the Floyd Lee, of course, for the fillies and mares, Stephen Foster, as I said, got a couple of nice races for two-year-olds, the Bashford Manor and the Debutante for the two-year-olds and two-year-old fillies, respectively. And, of course, everybody looks at these precocious two-year-olds at this time of the year and performing over the Churchill Downs racetrack, because who knows if any one of these horses in this field might come back as a contender or a starter in either the Kentucky Derby or the Kentucky Oaks next year. So the Bashford Manor and the Debutante over this weekend as well. And, of course, Woodbine is going to come in with five stakes races on Saturday, two Grade 2s and three Grade 3s. So we have a lot to look forward to. And, of course, Los Alamitos on Saturday will host the Los Alamitos Derby, where Bob Baffert has two of the six entered in that race. And he is going for, are you ready for this? He is going for, honestly, he's going for his eighth consecutive Los Alamitos Derby win, Bob Baffert, on Saturday. Other tracks that are about to open soon as we turn the page into July, Colonial Downs and they're expecting a real good meet at Colonial Downs. They say that they have a good colony of jockeys there, and their Colonial Downs is going to be a really fun meet to watch. It starts on the 11th of July as well, and it will go through September. So, and coming up on Sunday, racing resumes at Tampa Bay. So you got Tampa Bay starting again on Sunday. You got Ellis Park going to start on the 4th of July. And then, of course, you got Colonial Downs and Saratoga. Both Colonial Downs and Saratoga will start on the 11th of July. And then, as well, Del Mar will kick in on the 20th of July. So when we're looking at turning the page and we're coming close to the first day of July, when we get into July, things are really going to start happening, that's for sure. We understand that Tyler Bayes and that accident in the starting gate the other day to his hand says he's going to bypass the rest of Los Alamitos. Tyler Bayes will be back in action at Del Mar when it starts on the 20th of July. So Bayes is going to take a little time off. Umberto Rispoli is racking up the frequent flyer miles, that's for sure. He's going to be at Lone Star Park on Saturday, riding in some of the big races at Lone Star Park. As you know, because of the impasse between Heise and Texas Racing, we cannot take Lone Star Park racing here or anywhere else in the country as far as simulcasting, but they're going to have a big day of racing there at Lone Star Park on Saturday. Rispoli has several mounts in the big stakes races there. And then he'll come back to Southern California to ride at Los Alamitos on Sunday. And then he goes to Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct next week to run in the Belmont Derby next weekend, not this coming weekend, but next weekend on Endlessly. Of course, the horse that competed in the Kentucky Derby, but is best suited for turf and synthetic racetrack. So we'll wait and see about that. But there's going to be a lot of fun racing over this weekend, that's for sure. And we'll try to cover it for you right here on the Race Day Show with our handicappers, Jonathan Ardoon, Rich Eng, and John Lindo. And, of course, Jerry J will be back, I believe, next week from his sabbatical. We got his picks as well. Want to thank Jonathan Ardoon yesterday. He gave us a winner at Churchill Downs. And like we were talking about with that CAW situation yesterday with our handicappers, horse was bet down. His horse, Oh My Mia, Oh My Mia, was 4-1 on the morning line, won the race and paid $4.66 as being bet down, but it won like a good thing. I mean, this horse really won like a good thing, Oh My Mia, in the sixth race at Churchill Downs. Rich Eng's horse finished second yesterday as well. Pick six at Churchill paid $13,117.12. Jose Ortiz had a couple of winners, his first winner with Jonathan's horse in the sixth race. And Tyler Gaffleone checked in with a couple of winners. And the biggest priced winner of the day, as a matter of fact, with his win in the ninth race at $26.62 during a rainstorm. It seems that the weather was holding off all day yesterday until they got to the eighth race. And after the eighth race, where Jose Ortiz won his second win of the day, it started raining and it rained hard. They delayed this last race a bit, but they got it in on a sloppy track, and that was the biggest priced winner of the day in the last race there, giving Tyler Gaffleone his second win of the day there as well. Tom Amos had back-to-back wins as a trainer in the sixth and seventh races at Churchill yesterday. All right, we have a lot to cover on today's show. Want to mention, though, the fact that our conversations with the CAW situation, both with Jonathan Ardoon and John Lindo, got a lot of reaction from the listeners out there, and most of them do agree with what we were saying about this is not good for the regular horse player or certainly for the fluctuation of odds. Something really, really exemplifies that point that happened yesterday at Delaware Park. I will wait until I get Jonathan Ardoon on to pick it. I did get a, I did see something on X that was talking about how we were talking about maybe cutting off CAW 2 minutes to post time. And the individual said, well, that's not going to change anything from the betting, but it is. Because if you stop the money coming in from CAW's 2 minutes to post time, the reflection of that big odds change that happens during the running of the race will happen before the race goes. And then a person has an opportunity of whether to make a bet on a horse that he thought would be 6-1 and is now 9-5. So it does affect the regular players. If they do that, we'll wait and see. I know there's a lot of discussion both in the industry and amongst horse players. I saw a lot on X yesterday that horse players are getting pretty disgusted with the drastic change of odds. You know, we're used to odds changing from 5-2 to 2-1, but not drastic change of odds. So much so, and I will discuss this with Jonathan in a minute, that it could affect pick six wagering as well. We'll get into that in just a minute. So let's get started with our first break. When we come back, we'll get the racing menu and get started with Jonathan and Rich Eng and John Lindo on this almost Friday, Thursday race day show. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse with daytime racing continuing through July 7th. First post is always 1 p.m. The upcoming stakes action will feature the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th. Plus the meet's marquee race, the Great Lady M Stakes, on the closing weekend. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July, and our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, July 6th. Great daytime racing continues at Los Alamitos.
Alrighty, back on race day for this almost Friday, Thursday race day show. Want to remind everybody out there, too, and I'm going to ask Jonathan about that. Idiomatic, who was beaten by what I thought was a misguided ride in her last race, is going to next start in the Molly Pitcher, and that'll be on Haskell Day at Monmouth Park on the 20th of July. So a lot of great racing, a lot of great competitive racing, and a lot of big stakes races. Will happen in the month of July, and certainly a lot of great racing opportunities and great racing emporiums that will be opening next month. All right, let's get started with the racing menu for today. We remind you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone, because that's where we're at here in Las Vegas and the Pacific time zone. These will be the first post times that roll out in the race book right behind us here at the South Point. So if you're in the Pacific time zone, no problem. These are your start times. If you're listening anywhere else in the world as we, broadcast this show on many different platforms around the world, we know you're in different time zones. So adjust from the time zone you're in to the Pacific time zone so you don't miss anything like I would miss mom and dad. Okay, here we go. We begin with Delaware Park. Delaware Park has 8 races today, and their first post time is at 9:30 at Delaware Park today. Then we go to Belterra Park. Now, Belterra Park has 8 races. Their first post time is at 9:35 at Belterra Park. Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has a first post time of 9:55 this morning. Now, you know, they had that mandatory payoff in their Pick 6 jackpot last weekend, so it's starting to build up, though, now. The Pick 6 jackpot today stands at $18,652, $18,652. In the Rainbow Pick 6 Jackpot carryover at Gulfstream, their first post time is at 9:55 for their 8-race card. Then we go to Belmont at Aqueduct. Now, as we told you before, there were torrential rains overnight at Belmont at Aqueduct. And as far as the racing conditions are concerned at Belmont at Aqueduct, well, I can only tell you that it's probably going to be off racing because there is no turf racing today at Belmont. Therefore, take the 4th, the 6th, and the 8th and 9th races. 4th race, the 6th race, the 8th and 9th races off the turf on the main track. And the 4th race will now be at 1 mile on the main track from a mile and 16th on the turf. That's a mile on the main. However, the 6th race, the 8th race, and the 9th race will be the same corresponding distances from the turf to the main track. First post time at Belmont at Aqueduct is set at 10:05 for their nine race card. 10:05 at Belmont at Aqueduct. Okay, next up comes the Horseshoe Indianapolis. Horseshoe Indianapolis has 12 races today. The last four races are going to be quarter horse races, quarter horse trials at 350 yards for two-year-olds. It's two-year-old trials in the quarter horses, races 9, 10, 11, and 12. And the first eight will be thoroughbreds. That makes up the 12 race card at Horseshoe Indianapolis, and a first post time there of 11:10. Following that, you got Woodbine north of the border. Woodbine has a first post time today of 150 at Woodbine today. And Woodbine's has eight races on their card today at Woodbine. And of course, like I said, big racing day on Saturday at Woodbine. All right, back to Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. Churchill Downs Pick Six jackpot is climbing. The Pick Six jackpot carryover today, $284,891. First post time at Churchill Downs today. It's a twilight card on Thursdays. And so their first post time for the eight race card today at Churchill is at 2 o'clock Pacific time. 2 o'clock at Churchill Downs Pacific time. Penn National is next. Penn National has a first post time for seven races at 2:45. They have a super high five jackpot carryover of $11,357, 2:45 first post at Penn Nat. Evangeline Downs has eight races. Their first post time is at 3:30 at Evangeline Downs. And then we wind it up at Charlestown. Charlestown Races has a pick six jackpot carryover of $2,933. Their first post time for their eight races at Charlestown is at 4 p.m. And that is your racing menu for today. All righty, time to go to Jonathan Hardoon, standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. You know, we got a lot of feedback from our discussions on CAW yesterday, and some people had very salient points. Other people were talking about some things that, you know, may or may not be good to adjust to make it fair for everybody. But you have a prime example of what we're talking about and how drastic it can be in a race yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was about as worse as I've ever seen it, Ralph. I've seen horses go from 12 to 7, 12 to 8, 15 to 9, but I never saw a horse go from 8 to 1 to 9 to 5. And that's what happened at Delaware yesterday. 8 to 1 to 9 to 5. Could you imagine going to collect $18 plus and you're getting $5 and change?
Jonathan, I noticed in that race that they wound up two horses at the price of 9 to 5, and they ran noses apart to the wire, right?
Yeah, the one and two. They ran noses apart at the wire, and one of them was 8 or 9 to 1 and 9 to 5. You got 9 to 5, Ralph. Think about that.
I'm thinking about that. That is horrendous. Another thing that
If you would have bet it, you would still be thinking about it.
And it wouldn't, the thoughts would not be nice. That's for sure. But another dimension to this that a lot of people, may not have thought of, but does come into play, is when you have either a big six, pick six carryover or a mandatory payoff, people are betting into the pick six. Now, you know that in most places, certainly simulcasting here, if you pick, you put a ticket together, and during the course of the day, if a horse gets scratched in one of those races that you have on that ticket, that particular horse will now revert to the betting favorite of that race to keep you alive as far as that particular number is concerned. And so, the late amount of money coming in can fluctuate the a lot of tickets that have scratched horses on them in a pick six to keep them either alive or put them in the trash can. I mean, that can affect pick six wagering.
You're totally manipulating the pool. They're getting to manipulate the pool. Let's say there was a 1 to 5 that was an international free bingo space and 90% of the tickets are singling that horse. Now, listen, obviously there are some platforms where you could use alternates, but 95% of them you can't use alternates. And what happens, like you said, you get pushed to the favorite. Let's suppose that CAW had a couple of horses in the race and they wanted to push the whole public and 90% of those free bingo squares to the two horse who has very little shot or no shot. They can make him the favorite and bury all those tickets. I call that manipulating the pool, and that's really insider information, insider trading, I should say, and you really get screwed. It's going to happen. You know, we talk about these situations, and usually you talk about it after it happens, you know, like what went through with Tampa Bay and all the rest that we went through a few months ago.
Oh, and not only that, but the pick six, that was fixed in the Breeders' Cup, you know, when was it?
The Drexel boys. Yeah. That was many years ago.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. So they will totally manipulate the pool and bury 90% of the tickets and give them no chance to win. It's going to happen, and then what's going to happen? I mean, you know, the fluff is going to hit the fan, and people are going to flip out.
Let me say this. In the big days with the big pools, it would take a substantial amount of money to get, to get a horse that you term as a free bingo square not to be the favorite. We understand that. But they're going to be on days when there's smaller pools, especially at some of the other tracks, that
it could be a one-day carryover. Yeah. It could be anything. They can do it. They could do it anytime they want.
Yeah,
I mean, there has to be some sort of something to protect the people, and there's nothing to protect the people.
Well, right now there isn't, but there's a lot of discussion out there. I am sure that you weren't on X yesterday as well, seeing all of the comments, certainly from what we were discussing on this show, and some people were adding their views of it as well. And 99% of the messages and the postings that I saw were not complimentary to this particular system we have now.
Because everyone's in the same boat. Unless you're part of the computer-assisted wagering group, well, it's them against the world, and it's them against all the rest of the players. So, you know, we're not privy to that. I don't even know if I would want to be privy to that. I'm just saying, we're not privy to that. So, of course, everyone should be agreeing with us and should not stand for this.
No, that's absolutely for sure. That's not even a question about that. But, we will see the backlash of the public, et cetera. And, of course, a lot of guys, you know, a lot of times when you get some situation happens, you know, the players will say, well, I'm just not going to play anymore. Well, they've given and they play. We all do that. You know, I mean, we get hot and that's it. But this particular situation, I've noticed that a lot of players, certainly a lot of players that would bet win in the win pool with some of the money or a lot of their money, are stopping the play in the win pool. It's already happening.
You can't pay. You don't know what you're going to collect. It's random. You know, even if it happens 2 out of every 7 or 8 times, so what? You don't want it to happen to you, and you don't want it to happen to anyone else. It's ridiculous. And again, I don't know how they're going to fix it, but they better fix it.
Well, and we move on, obviously, while we wait and see what they're going to do to what the horse players really want to talk about racing and talk about the competition, et cetera. Idiomatic, who was the leader in her division up until the last race, where, you know, I think it was a misjudged ride on behalf of Idiomatic getting beat last time. But she's going to go in the Molly Pitcher on Haskell Day at Monmouth Park. But the other filly that's obviously one of the top fillies in the division, Scylla, is going to race this weekend in a 6-filly mare field in the Grade 2 Florida Lee at Churchill Downs. And as I said, we're going to go over some of those Churchill Downs stakes races with you. We'll go over them on Saturday. But Scylla looks like, I hate to say it because you said it earlier, the free bingo square in the race at 6-5.
I hate that expression. Yeah. Honestly, I really do. But I was just trying to get a point across that people would get it.
She does look.
By the way, Ralph, Colonial Downs.
Yeah.
I just need 1 second to give it to them. 2 years ago, they raced on Mondays and Tuesdays and didn't go up against Saratoga and Del Mar. This year, and then last year, they decided to go up against them. I can't even fathom how much that cost their handle. But this year, they're doing one better. Saratoga opening day is July 11th. Colonial Downs
opening day
is July 11th. I mean, what are they thinking about? Do they really think that people are going to play Colonial Downs over Saratoga? Who thinks of these things?
Well, I would imagine that they probably hope that people have enough money to bet on both. But in any case, I will say this. Colonial Downs is in a beautiful part of the country and certainly a beautiful establishment as well. And they are doing a lot in the last couple of years to really try to pump up the racing there. They got a really good, talented jockey colony there, and they're going to have some nice races there. But, yeah, I don't know why more of those racetracks don't run on Monday and Tuesday and really make a big deal out of running on Monday and Tuesday because players want to play, you know, every day. I mean, you might wake up lucky one day, and if you don't make a bet, you won't know it.
Personally, I enjoyed playing Mondays and Tuesdays there. It was a terrific product they were giving out. Full fields, a lot of turf racing, you know, and things that I like to play into. And now they're going up against Saratoga. I won't bet one race there the whole meet. Thank you very much, Colonial Downs.
Well, you might. It might be a big racing day with a big horse that you might want to bet there. But in any case, you know, I liked it when a lot of these racetracks raced on Monday and Tuesday, and if there are more of them raced on Monday and Tuesday, I guess we'd be working 7 days a week.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Monmouth Park used to run Mondays and Tuesdays when Naira was dark, and I remember everybody getting on the Bell Parkway and driving down there.
Getting down to Monmouth Park. Get to shores of New Jersey.
It was fun, yeah.
All right, well, you gave us a winner yesterday. They bet down. The Hardoon factor happened there, The horse paid $4.66 to win, but I got to tell you, it looked like a $4. It looked like an even money winner because this horse was much the best.
Yeah, you like him to win like that, and the money showed up, and the horse performed like he was supposed to. All right, Ralph, for today, first of our two radio plays is going to come in Belmont Park's race number 6, which is now off the turf, so I'm sure it'll be a bunch of late scratches.
Yeah, I'll check.
But there are 10 horses entered with the MTOs. And I like the number 2 horse in here, 10 Cent Town. 4-year-old colt to Richard Dutrow took over the training 4 starts back. And this horse has run very well in all of them. Not only that, 2 for 3 on a wet track. Number 2, 10 Cent Town, wins today's 6th race out at Belmont Park. Aqueduct at Belmont.
All right. Now, the 6th race at Belmont Park. Here's the scratches, okay? We have number one, Maxwell's Esquire. We have number 1A, Scuttlebuzz. So the 1 and 1A are out of that race. We also have the 3, City Mischief. So you're all right so far. We have the 4, we have the 4, Power Attack. And we have the 7, Mian Sap. So in the 6th race, scratch numbers 1-1A, 3-1-1A, 3-4, and 7 in that race. So you have escaped the late scratch. Your number 2, 10 Cent Town, is still in. 6-1 is probably going to be cut down quite a bit with all those scratches. But in the 6th race,
There's only six horses left, so we could forget 6-1, but he's going to win, so let's go.
All right, number 2. In the 6th race, the name of the horse is 10 Cent Town, but the number is 2, and it's in the 6th race, and it has survived the early scratches at Aqueduct. All right, where are we going next?
Let's go to Gulfstream, look at race number 5, 5.5 furlongs on the Tapeta, and I really like a horse in here, Ralph. Number 6, Academy Choice, a 4-year-old colt who was claimed back on April 18th by trainer Happy Alter. He's been training for 100 years. Anyway, he's freshened the horse up. It doesn't bring him back for a tag. He could have brought him back for a tag. He protects him and runs him in an allowance race. This horse is really in terrific form now. You're getting 8-1 on the morning line. Edwin Gonzalez aboard to ride. Number 6, Academy Choice, wins today's 5th race out at Gulfstream.
I got a ding, ding, ding for you.
Me and who else? Scratch?
Yes, in the 5th race, number 2, Smoke and Cloud, and number 6, Academy Choice, have been scratched. Scratched the 2 and the 6th in that 5th race at Gulfstream Park.
That makes it a ding, ding, ding. That's not good. All right, let's go to the opener today. 7 furlongs on the main track. It's the audible.
All right, hold on a second. Before you give us the first at Gulfstream. 2 scratches in the first at Gulfstream, the 4, followed the Fed, and the 5, Castle Bourne. If neither one of those are yours, go ahead and say it.
I survived. Number 9, West Bank, a 4-year-old filly from the Louis Ramirez barn. He claimed this horse last time out. I like the draw here. Edgar Morales aboard to ride 4-1 on the morning line. Number 9, West Bank wins today's opener out at Gulfstream Park.
Okay. We've got the first race, 9:55, so it's 5 minutes to 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. First race at Gulfstream, the 9 West Bank, the 9 and the first at Gulfstream. And the other one came at Aqueduct, surviving late scratches in the 6th race, which is now on the main track from the turf course. It'll be on the main track at 6 furlongs in the 6th, the 2, 10 cent town. And you can get the rest of what Jonathan has to offer today. You have 3 sheets. You got Churchill, Gulfstream, and Belmont at Aqueduct, right?
Correct. JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe. Be well.
Okay, you got it. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. All right, we're going to go to our another break. Anyhow, when we come back, Rich Engel will be with us. And, of course, I still got John Lindo to come with us and Jerry J's place as well. I'll check the late scratches to make sure Jerry's place aren't scratched as well at Belmont at Aqueduct. In the meantime, we'll be right back.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with daytime racing continuing through July 7th. First post is always 1 p.m. The upcoming stakes action will feature the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th, plus the meet's marquee race, the Great Lady M Stakes, on the closing weekend. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July, and our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, July 6th. Great daytime racing continues at Los Alamitos.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Almost Friday Thursday. Got to tell you, a couple of races there. Belmont at Aqueduct have been decimated with late scratches. For example, the 8th race at Aqueduct today, going to the main track from the turf course, had an original field of 9 in it. 7 horses have been scratched out of that race, which makes it a match race now between number 2, Any Port, and number 9, Peak Popularity. Nine scratches in the 9th race, and you have multiple scratches, as I say, in the race that Jonathan had as well. Those are the late scratches because of now the changing from turf to the main, and you know the main track's going to be off at Aqueduct today. Okay, let's go to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Yeah, that happens when you go to the main track from the turf course, and it's an off track. Those races get to be decimated. And in New York, they do at least try to put main track only horses in it. However, this storm must have came through that kind of surprised them, because in the turf races they had scheduled today, there were no main track only horses in them.
You know, Ralph, I don't have the data, but I follow the simulcast market every day, 365 days a year. And I promise you, there's been more match races, two horse races this year than probably the previous 20 years. It's remarkable to see how many scratches and changes, and they start with small fields anyway, get down to two horses.
Yeah, it is certainly amazing, that's for sure. And that will happen today at Aqueduct. Richie, we didn't talk to you at all about that, but the CAW situation is getting a lot of interest from horse players. And in a short minute or two, what's your assessment? Your feelings?
Well, I know why the tracks do it, because it's a moneymaker for them. And, you know, they enjoy the handle. They enjoy the cut of the handle. And in the case of Scott DeRudy and Santa Anita, sometimes they are actually part of the CAW problem. I mean, they've got their own CAW. I've heard some of the solutions, and, you know, some make sense. Some have already been tried already. For example, I heard one example of cutting off betting for the people when the first horse is loaded in the gate. That has been tried multiple times by different organizations. It happened here in Vegas. It was a failure. And I remember when Naira did it, it was a failure. So, you know, that is probably not an issue. But, you know, there might be ways to massage it. For example, making CAWs put their bets in a lot earlier.
So yeah, yeah. You know, I was talking about a cutoff of CAW accounts only, like 2 minutes to post time. Therefore, we get the final odds from the chunks of money that they put in. And then as players, we can decide if they bet down a horse, whether we want to take the shorter price or bet another horse. That, of course, does not apply or can't apply to the race over race bets, the pick fives, pick fours, and pick sixes, but it's a start.
Yeah, it is a start, at least if that CAW money comes in 2 minutes or 3 minutes to post. Uh-huh. We will have a chance to see the adjustment, and then we can either stay with the horse we like or get off the horse that we originally liked.
Yeah, because there's a lot of feedback from a lot of players that are more than just a little upset, that's for sure. But for the most part, right now, we're still playing the races and enjoying them and hoping that whatever horse we bet on, if they win, the final odds are close to what we had thought when we made the bet originally. You had your play yesterday was a run second, and paid quite handsomely for second place, I think. Let me see. Let me check here. Your horse paid $6 to place with a $7 winner. So that was a nice return for win place betting.
Yeah, he ran second by a head at 4-1.
Yeah.
That was a square price. You know, they bet the one horse thinking the one was going to be low in speed, but the two horses went after him, including my horse, and he did everything he could. Just got a few inches short.
All right, let's go in. You got a pick for us today?
Yes, sir. Let's go to race 7 at Woodbine. Woodbine, race number 7. I'm going to give out a horse that actually I gave out about 10 days ago, Ralph, and he got scratched. He was claimed and put into a $40,000 race about 10 days ago, trainer scratched. Now he shows up off the claim for $25,000. So this was actually an easier spot. It's the number 2, Cardio Princess, 7-2 in the morning line. Claimed by Donald McRae, but this is a good spot. This horse has been very productive for previous trainers. Let's go with the 2, Cardio Princess, race 7, Woodbine.
All right, 7th race at Woodbine today, the 2, Cardio Princess, 7-2 on the morning line. We'll see if we can hold at least that price for sure. In the 7th race at Woodbine, Rich Ang's play is number 2, Cardio Princess. And, of course, Richie, you'll be back with us tomorrow. And we remind everybody out there that you do cover Southern California racing, and that sheet, that handicapping sheet will be available when racing resumes at Los Alamitos on Saturday. Thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All right. When we come back, I'll get you Jerry Jackowitz picks, and then we'll wrap it up with John Lindo from Southern California. So don't go away.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races.
Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with daytime racing continuing through July 7th. First post is always 1 p.m. The upcoming stakes action will feature the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th, plus the meet's marquee race, the Great Lady M Stakes, on the closing weekend. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July, and our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, July 6th. Great daytime racing continues at Los Alamitos.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
Alrighty, back on Race Day Las Vegas to wrap up this Almost Friday Thursday show, and I'll give you Jerry Jackwitz's place now. Remember, Jerry Jackwitz, I'm interpreting off of his power pages while he's on sabbatical, and of course he has a power page sheet today for Belmont and Aqueduct at jerryjspowerpage.com. Going to give you a couple of plays in the fifth race. This race was scheduled for the main, stays on the main, so there's only one late scratch in the race out of the nine that were entered. So in the fifth race, Jerry's play is number three, Dashing Della. Dashing Della is the top-rated horse on his sheet there, 3-1 on the morning line with Javi Castellano. Fifth race, number three. Link-ups are 4, 5, and 6. Morning lines are 6, 5-2, and 8-1 on those. So you got the 3 over 4, 5, 6, and reverse in the fifth race. The 3 is the key. Then we go to the sixth race. In the seventh race now, there are three late scratches in the race, but it does not affect Jerry's horse or the link-ups. So here they are. The number two, On the Ledge, which is top rated on Jerry's sheet, is his selection. Seventh race, the 2 with Kendrick Carmouche at 3-1. The 2 is the key. The link-ups are 3. There are 2 scratches in the race, 3 and 10. The other one was a scratch in the race. So you only have 2 link-ups in this race that are left. The 2 On the Ledge with 3 and 10. And, of course, reverse in the seventh race at Belmont at Aqueduct. And those are Jerry's plays for you. Now we go out to John Lindo, standing by in Southern California. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I know just about the time that you send out the Lindo reports every day, because I get one from you. And you were rather late yesterday, and I know why. You were trying to figure out. I know. I could tell by the Lindo report. You were trying to figure out what the weather, the track conditions were going to be today at Aqueduct at Belmont, because you have an Aqueduct at Belmont Lindo report that's available here today in the race book here at the South Point, free of charge, exclusively here, the Lindo report for Belmont at Aqueduct. There were torrential rains overnight. You couldn't wait any longer.
I guessed wrong, Ralph. I hate to do it twice, so I wait as long as possible, but that was a little bit unexpected, and the race, the back half of the card really came apart today.
It sure did. Now, I do know that your original pick was one of the many scratches at Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct today, but like a good trooper, like a good handicapper, you came up with an Avis play.
Always. You know, we're horse players. We adapt and overcome, hopefully. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so before we get to that, though, each and every week when you start out the Lindo report at any given racetrack that you cover, you usually update the jockey trainer standings for the people who get the Lindo report. They may not be following that racing circuit as closely as possible for a service to those people, and it's on the Lindo report today, the jockey and trainer standings update for Belmont at Aqueduct.
Well, with two weeks left in the meet, Manny Franco is your leading jockey there. He's got 28 wins. Arad Ortiz is second with 22. Flavian Pratt rounds out the top three. He's got 19 winners. Chad Brown is...
Okay.
Taking over his whole lead of nines.
All right, hold on a second, John. You cut out with the Wi-Fi for a minute, so repeat the trainer standings, please.
As far as Chad Brown's your leader, he's got 19 winners. Linda Rice second with 16, and Christophe Clement has 9.
Okay. Rudy Rodriguez, who is a trainer that is always dangerous in the race, is going through a little bit of a cold spell right now, huh?
Yeah, going into this week, he's 0 for his last 25, and he's got a lot of horses in today and tomorrow, so we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, maybe he'll get off the schneid, that's for sure, and get hot all of a sudden. We'll keep an eye on that, that's for sure. He's too good a trainer to be 0 for 25. And, of course, the racing favorites.
On your behalf, it's winning at 41% at Aqueduct.
All right, a little bit higher than usual, but that's okay. All right, before we have any discussion, let's get to the pick at Belmont at Aqueduct.
I'm the same horse as Jerry J. Number 2 on the ledge coming back off the layoff. He's a 4-year-old facing mostly sophomores. He's the speed, and he drops in for a tag for the first time. I think On the Ledge gets loose in here. And at 3-1, if you can get it, you take it. Number 2 on the ledge, race 7 at Belmont at Aqueduct. And the link-up horses Jerry gave, I think, are both live. Number 3, Stanley Ruff. And number 10, Very Stormy at 20-1. I think that might help the exotics.
Yeah, Very Stormy at 21 is juicy. You got to put that in the exotic, that's for sure. So you and Jerry both land on the same horse. That gives us the good housekeeping seal of approval from our handicappers. Jerry and yourself both in the 7th race, like the 2 on the ledge. And, of course, the rest of the Lindo report available right here for today at Belmont Park. At Belmont at Aqueduct, I should say, for the Belmont season, I guess. It's available at the South Point right here in the race book, free of charge. All the selections and the races and, of course, suggested late pick 4 as well, and all that good information that we talk about. Well, I'm sure that you got a little bit of feedback from the conversation of CAW yesterday.
Well, yeah, and, you know, we've been talking about this, whether it be with you or on our show, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, for quite a while, and it really does impact the handle. And long term, you know, if you discourage the retail fans from playing, who's going to play against the CAW guys? And they don't want to end up playing against themselves. That doesn't do them any good. So to me, you know, you're not developing a new fan base. You're just hurting your own product.
Well, John, we know that you do a Linda report for Southern California, and you will be doing one, obviously, this weekend for Los Alamitos. You will continue with Belmont at Aqueduct over the weekend as well?
Yes, Aqueduct all week, Monday.
All right, so you're cutting in and out. So again, repeat that, please. Well, he's cut out again. All right, seems that his Wi-Fi is having a little problem there in Southern California. Can we see if we can get a little John back? Maybe. I guess not. We lost him. But we got all the information we needed out of them, that's for sure, the selection and, of course, the fact that there is a Lindo report today for Belmont at Aqueduct. He'll be doing that all week long, weekend as well, along with Los Alamitos. There is Jerry. John, you back?
I'm back. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
Well, you know, technology, baby. That's the way it is. Okay, you're going to do Belmont at Aqueduct and Los Alamitos both this weekend, right?
Right, yes. Los Al picks up Saturday and through the rest of the week for Belmont at Aqueduct as well.
All right. And certainly, as you're doing Belmont at Aqueduct, just getting ready for some handicapping, get a run up to, of course, Saratoga as well. Will you be doing a Saratoga and Del Mar Sheets?
Well, obviously, we'll do Del Mar. The one dark week after the Los Alamitos ends next weekend, Southern California is dark until the
Boy, you just can't keep that connection.
So we'll be doing Sarah Goff, and then we'll switch into Del Mar when they get running.
All right, you were popping in and out, so let me repeat it, and you can just shake your head if you want to. You're doing all of Saratoga the dark week between Los Al and Del Mar, and then you're going to pick up at Del Mar when it starts. Again, I'll ask, will there be Saratoga and Del Mar doing 2 sheets a day or just 1?
No, we'll, you know, the big days at Saratoga, we'll do a full sheet. We'll do the Wednesday Saratoga when Del Mar is dark. I'll flip-flopping around. I'll make sure we have both tracks covered on the days we need to have them covered.
The big days, you'll get the Lindo reports on both places, that's for sure.
Yes.
And always at Del Mar, so we're okay there. All righty. Well, we got some exciting racing coming up this weekend. And, Hopefully tomorrow we'll have a better signal from you, and maybe you could take a look or give us a thought or two about your thoughts about the big races at Churchill Downs on this weekend, Saturday at least, with the Stephen Foster, etc., on tomorrow's show. In the meantime, before we lose you again, I want to remind everybody that we'll be back here tomorrow. And there's only one more thing to say on this show, and I want John to say it before he cuts out. So go ahead, John.
Have a great race day, everybody.
All right, there it is. Thanks a lot, folks. We'll talk to you tomorrow.